The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate, and if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Theron, and I'm your host, Theron Frazier. This week, we're going to be talking Wear a Fucking Mask Part 2, and that's going to be continuing the conversation that Mike and Marlon and I had last week. And this week, we're going to go deeper into the state of Texas. But before we do that, and before I talk about Texas, I want to talk about a couple of things. Over the last 3 or 4 months. You know, the researchers and the doctors and the scientists, you know, and mainly the media. The media has been projecting this information out there that it's safe to send kids back to school. It's safe to do this, and the kids have to be back in school. And, you know, they're not a problem that, you know, with COVID and everything. It's the older people. They send everybody back to school. Now, the big media frenzy is, oh, there's so many cases of kids catching COVID right now. The cases are skyrocketing, the highest ever been amongst kids. What else did they think was going to happen when you send all the kids back to school? And then these freaking governors out here don't want to have a mask mandate in school. Parents don't want to send kids to school with masks and all of that. But now all of a sudden, the biggest news story is the rise in cases from kids going back to school. What do you think was going to happen? It even happened personally here, you know, with my daughter's school over the last weekend. You know, one of her teachers was diagnosed with COVID, and they sent us a letter. And now we are like, what do we do? It's hard to, you know, try to make that decision. You don't know if your kid was affected. You don't know if your kid may have it. You don't know what the extent on the being around that teacher your kid was, because your kid was at school and you was at home. So you don't know what type of interaction your kid had with that particular person. We got people out here that's pushing this agenda, and then all of a sudden forget that they were just talking about sending them back to school a few months ago, but they don't want to take responsibility of pushing that agenda out there. But when it comes to Texas, this is where I really have a problem with. You got Governor Abbott in Texas, who is telling the Texans that the state should not be involved with making medical decisions for individuals. That's not our responsibility. We shouldn't make a medical decision for you. That's on you. You don't want to wear a mask? That's your medical decision to make. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your medical decision to make. But in the same breath, we're literally within the same month, you turn around and pass a law that prevents women from having abortions. Or limit the amount of time that women have to make an abortion, which is at the same time making a medical decision for a female. You can't have it both ways. You're either going to not make medical decisions for people, or you are going to make medical decisions for people. You're going to wear a mask, or going to a lot of women be able to make decisions about their own body, but you can't have it both ways. Those are the things that I wanted to talk about before we get into this week's episode, because Marlon have a lot to say about what's going on in Texas, how you feel about Texas. So this is part two of Wear a Fucking Mask, Texas. Okay, so Marlon, Mike, I'm about to play Texas. So this is coming, the news segment on CNN for what's going on in Texas.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is fully vaccinated, has tested positive for COVID. Here he was Monday attending a Republican event indoors and noticeably absent masks. CNN's Rosa Flores is live in Dallas. Rosa, the governor has been a vocal critic of mitigation measures like masks, even banning school districts there from requiring them. What more are you learning about the governor's condition?
Well, he tweeted last night a video where he says that he's doing well. As you know, he's fully vaccinated. And we have learned from his press office that everyone who came in contact with the governor has been notified that this could include the people in that room that you just mentioned. The governor tweeting these images Monday night of a mostly maskless event in Collin County. You can see him there mingling with the crowd. To be clear, the CDC guidelines say that even if you're fully vaccinated, to be fully protected, you should be wearing a mask indoors. And as you can tell from those images, very few people are wearing masks, the governor not wearing one himself. This at a time when experts here in the state of Texas are sounding the alarm about the number of hospitalizations in this state. More than 1,200 people are hospitalized, and about 314 ICU beds remain. Now, the number of deaths are also increasing, with the State Department of Health here asking FEMA for 5 mortuary trailers. Now, Anna, the State Health Department says that this is a proactive measure, but this just tells you the urgency. They're asking FEMA for 5 mortuary trailers just so they can have on standby. Anna, it's alarming. Thank you, Rosa Flores.
So that is Texas. And I know, Marlon, you're very emotional about Texas and what's going on over there. And you have a lot to say. So I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us your thoughts on that and your governor and how you feel about him and everything that's going on in Texas.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, my man, I really don't even want to say how I feel about the governor here in Texas.
No, man, we had a lot to say last night. I want you to let it out.
I don't want the FBI to start investigating your podcast.
Well, you know, don't go as far as you went last night, but you can tell us.
Yeah, because you know how I feel about that motherfucker right there. But
I'm going to say this. They can investigate you about something that's already happened to him that's due to his own fault. If he got COVID, if you say, okay, well, you know what? Whatever you think, don't be afraid of that. That's his fault. He went out there and did it.
My man, that motherfucker right there, he going to come on national TV and tell people that if Joe Biden thinks that he's going to come to Texas and take away the rights from parents in Texas, he have another thing coming. Texas resident, don't worry, Joe Biden is not going to take away your rights. What rights? To not wear a mask. If you don't want your kids to wear a mask to school, they don't have to, because he says so. That's their rights. Who give him that right to take away other people's life from them? Who give him that right to tell other people that your kids can go to school without wearing a mask, and my kids go to school wearing a mask, but you don't have to tell your kid to wear a mask? My thing is, who give him that right? You know, man, look, in Texas right now, cases are up 300% in Texas right now.
Wow.
And there is some state, some city, Austin, Dallas, El Paso, San Antonio, they implementing mask mandate again, where you have to wear a mask to go into any business place. You have to wear a mask. Greg Abbott is suing Austin and El Paso and Dallas because they go against his rule and implement mask mandate when you're entering a business. He's suing them because they go against him. Now, these people are trying to get this thing under control and trying to save life. This idiot over here is listening to a bunch of people like Ron DeSantis and your governor over there, Kemp, and all of them. He's listening to those idiots right there that getting their message from Trump. You know what? I heard this guy says that the vaccine is a joke because the CDC says that when you have the vaccine, you're not supposed to catch COVID. And now you have the vaccine and you're still getting COVID. And the vaccine is a joke. And my thing is this. When Trump was leaving office, didn't Trump tell the American people not to give Joe Biden no credit for the vaccine because he's the one who created it?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you're saying that the vaccine is a joke, what are you saying about Trump?
We know that fucker was a joke.
Exactly. He's the one. Trump created this vaccine, and you saying that it's a joke. Now, all you have to do is tell the people that, look, when you get a flu shot, it doesn't tell you that you're not going to get the flu. It just tells you that you're not going to be severely ill when you get the flu.
True.
The vaccine does not tell you that you're not going to get COVID. It just tells you you're not going to go to the hospital. Your chances of dying from it is less than if you don't have the vaccine. But stop telling the people that the vaccine is a joke. Stop telling the people that the CDC is confused and the CDC don't know what they're talking about. That guy right there, he's driving Trump message. Trump is not in office and nobody's not hearing from Trump right now. But Trump have these idiots right here that keep driving his message home and driving his message home. And I don't understand why.
Again, I totally understand why. It's because Trump is the de facto leader of the Republican Party still. And basically, all of these guys are positioning themselves for the next election. And as long as the Republican Party is with Trump, these guys are basically going to fold and make stupid decisions based on power. So, you know, and Trump's an idiot, but he's got literally the base of the Republican Party. And I just want to say this first. Trump did not create the vaccine. He didn't do anything, really. He just basically gave funding to the scientists to create that. So the thing about it is Trump likes to take credit for things he knows clue anything about. Do you really know what he thinks? You really, he doesn't even know the technology behind the vaccine. He just wants to put his name on every damn thing.
He didn't take it until after.
Yeah, he was an idiot. He kept it under wraps because he didn't want his people to know that he got it.
Okay, but again, it comes back to, are we as a society going to let the political people tell us what's common sense and what's not? Like, sometimes I don't care what the governor's saying about, well, you know what? He's trying to appease these people. Let's settle that. He's trying to appease a certain group of people. But
yeah,
what about the people who, you're either going to be on the mass side or the non-mass side? That's how I see it. It's either one side or the other. So who gives the people who say, right, I don't want to wear a mask, the right to say, I want to make all of y'all sick because I feel like I shouldn't have to wear a mask? Just like Marlon was talking before. You know, it's like wearing a condom. If you got HIV, you can't walk around here giving HIV to everybody. That's against the law.
Actually, it's against the law, right?
So if you got COVID, you just can't walk around here giving COVID to everybody. And being the fact that you don't know that if you got it or not, put that condom on your face and wear that damn mask because you don't know.
Yes.
Now, I'm just saying. So, yes. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
When you met somebody that you want to have sex with, you never know this person before. The first thing comes in your mind is, does this person have any kind of STD? I need to protect myself and wear a mask. That's the first thing comes into your mind. You can protect yourself from this virus all you want, but this virus only need to catch you off guard just one single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's it. So if you know that, my wife thinks that I'm cold-hearted because I have no sympathy for the people who get COVID and die that did not take. If you take all the necessary precaution and you get COVID, I have all the sympathy in the world for you. If you did not do anything, like one guy we have that died from my job, that saying that COVID is a joke and it's a Democrat made it up just because they want to take Trump out of office. And what's next? What Democrats going to come up with next? Every day Democrat is COVID. What's next they're going to come up with when COVID? It's fake news. Three months later, he died from COVID.
Mm.
And then everybody at my job is looking at me like I'm this big old motherfucker because I said, man, I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker. Let him die.
Wow, that was cold.
He even tried to take AB to court because they said he needs to wear a mask. They taking away his rights. You're taking away my rights because they want him to wear a mask. You know? And I'm like, no, bro, you know, the wearing a mask is not for you. Wearing a mask is to protect me.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I wear a mask to protect you. You wear a mask to protect me. I went to the store yesterday and I saw a lady inside the store. She was trying to read something on the top shelf and she couldn't reach it. So I tried to get it for her. She all up on me. I'm like, miss, you know I love you. And she says, oh, you're such a cutie. And I'm like, so why you don't love me? And she told me, why'd you say that? I says, but I wear my mask because I'm trying to protect you and you're not wearing none to protect me, but I'm trying to get the thing for you when you're all up under me.
Right.
I thought you were nice. I thought you were nice. I said, so now I'm not nice anymore just because I say that? No, you this and you that. And it's my right to not wear a mask. And I'm like, I'm not trying to take away your rights not to wear a mask, but I'm not trying for you to take away my rights either.
True.
Right. If you don't want to wear your mask, don't come around me. Don't come around nobody.
Stay away from me.
Stay home. Because
exactly.
Look, if you don't want to wear a mask, and I think masks need to be everywhere publicly. That's the only way you're going to get control of this is everybody have to wear it and get vaccinated. That's going to happen.
I think the mask, I think the government, the federal government needs to take over the mask and stop leaving it up to the goddamn state, because the goddamn state is using this shit to make it political too much, and that's what causing people's life. That's why this spiking are going up so much everywhere, because Texas is a Republican state and we're not going to wear a mask because the government can't make me wear a mask. Florida is a Democrat state. Well, you have to wear a mask. Then tell everybody from Texas, don't come to Florida then.
True.
But when you have Texas have their own law, Florida have their own law, Atlanta have their own law, then everybody intertwine with each other, then you're still carrying the virus from Texas to Atlanta and carrying it from Atlanta to San Antonio and all over the place like that.
True.
So if the government take control of this thing and say, listen, I don't want to hear nothing from none of your government. I don't give a damn if you're Democrat, Republican, QAnon, whatever the hell you is, we going to take over this and we mandate it. Just like how you did fucking seatbelt. Anybody don't wear their seatbelt, they get a goddamn ticket. We don't know for sure that seatbelts save life. I am a truck driver, and I personally see one time where seatbelt actually kill a lady.
Bro.
But you still have to wear it because they said
right.
so. And this,
right.
is, and this is not a this is not a Texas thing or a Atlanta thing or a Florida thing. It's a nationwide thing. So why can't you all get the mask thing under control and make it a national thing where stop listening to Governor Santis and stop listen to Habit, that little wheelchair-bound motherfucker. Stop listening to them and get this thing under control, man, because this thing right here is pissing me off now, man, because every time this thing looks like it's going down, all of a sudden it's back up again because of a certain amount of people.
Because of stupidity.
Yes.
But what you're asking for, the federal government don't have that power. They will never have that power.
No, because too much people have too much people and they got them rights. That's the problem.
State law. Yeah.
State law. Some other country like in Jamaica, you wear a mask. I have a right not to wear a mask. You have a right to shut the hell up. That's what they tell you in Jamaica. Wear your goddamn mask. That's it. They catch you outside on the road without a mask, it's a fine.
Yeah, man. It's crazy out here, man. It's so political.
But what I was saying, though, T, is that, like Mike is saying, the federal government will never have the power to say, you know, everybody need to wear a mask. You know, they have the power for what they want to have the power for. To me, I feel like the federal government, they are using this thing as politically also. And that's the reason why we're in the situation that we're in right now. In other country, I was just telling Mike right now, in America, I have my rights. In Jamaica, yes, you do have your rights. But your rights is to shut the hell up, put your mask on, and save other people's life. You don't have a right to give other people diseases or to get other people sick. That's the right that you don't have.
But you know what? In response to the FEMA thing, I mean, well, not the FEMA thing, but that too, the federal government, you're saying the federal government might not have a right to do that. They got a right to, they got a way to push the agenda if they wanted to. For example, you remember the little clip I just played for Texas? They're asking the FEMA for so many more mortuary trailers, right? FEMA's
yes.
federal government. So if you don't want to
yes.
mandate a mask in your state, right, and you are creating a problem that you're not trying to help fix,
yes.
why should you be able to request federal funding to help you fix a problem that you refusing to help fix
that
yourself?
You creating the problem.
So
yes.
cut federal funding for help in those states that's refusing to have mask mandate. That's what the federal government can do. Just like the state of Florida and the state of Texas is saying that they're going to cut funding or not pay school districts or funding to school districts when they refuse to go by the governor's mandate or ban on masks. The federal government should be able to cut funding for the states that's refusing to have a mask mandate.
I agree with you 150%.
They're actually having a conversation about that right now because Ron DeSantis is trying to take money from the school district and the federal government is trying to step in and provide those fundings. But it's not that easy, apparently.
Don't provide the funding directly to the school district because the governor won't do it. So you stop providing funding for the entire state. Because the governor is trying to make mandates on the different counties. Let him see
right.
what it's like to not get the funding you need because you're refusing to give you're refusing to help fix the problem. Because again, their decision to have mass bans is directly affecting the number of COVID cases spreading within their states. And if that's the case, yes, you are number one in assisting with creating that problem. And if you're creating that problem that, yes, you're trying to help fix, you should not be awarded any federal funding to help fix that problem. That don't make any sense.
So I'm agree like, with you 150%. It is crazy.
That's well, it, see, it is crazy. See, some people don't think logical like that. They want to be all bureaucratic and all behind the scenes, but they're not trying to do number one, what's first, what's right for the people. And they are responsible for the voters and those people that voted them in the office and the people who did not vote them in office. You are a public servant and responsible for everybody's safety. If we got invaded by aliens, everybody's going to be looking for the president, the leaders, where the leaders are. We are being invaded by a virus right now, and the leadership is not there. From the governors to the president to none of that. Congress, none of them. They are not there to help the people. They all trying to do scatter around and do all the different things. We, like I said, we got invaded by aliens. This is a situation we're in. Every country's trying to do something different instead of getting together and fighting it all together. We're doing the same thing right now. We're being invaded by a virus all around the world. We can't even agree within our own state on how we should fight it. You got this county doing it one way, another county doing it another way, this county doing it this way. And then we can't agree within the states, within our own country. You got this state, yes, want to do it that way, yes, that state want to do it that way. And then look around the world. We can't even agree with how we're going to fight it in the United States versus Canada versus France. It's just, yes, chaotic.
Yes, right. And it's all come back to politics. It all come back to politics. Look at all the country that are doing good with COVID. All the countries that are doing good, all the countries that numbers are down, and see what those countries are doing to make their numbers down. They put in a mask mandate and they tell you, hey, look, mask is required. Mask stop the spread of coronavirus. You keep your virus to yourself. I keep mine to myself and you keep yours to yourself. If I'm wearing my mask and you're wearing your mask, you keep your virus, I keep my virus. If there's 10 people that has coronavirus and 50 people in the room and 10 people have coronavirus and those 10 people, all 50 people were wearing a mask, there's 99.9% that the other 40 people will not have the coronavirus. But if those 10 people are not wearing a mask and the other 40 people are wearing a mask, they still might have it.
Mm-hmm.
So wear your fucking mask, man. Wear your mask to protect other people. People are wearing their mask to protect you. Why don't you wear yours to protect them?
Right.
No doubt. No doubt. Mm.
Well, one last thing before I'm going to let you guys go here because, you know, you're going a while. What are your thoughts within y'all school systems? And what have your kids said about going to school and how, you know, wearing a mask might affect them at school?
Well, to be honest with you, in my daughter's school, in her classroom, there's only 9 kids in her class. And when they go to lunch, only 2 class at a time goes to lunch. And they sit, there's social distancing, they sit 10 feet apart. And we actually go to the school and to see that the teachers and the principal, they let us come to the school, and we see that we go to the classroom and we see that the classroom they spread them out in the classroom, and the teachers do tell us that everybody had to wear their mask during classroom session, and the only time they took their mask off is when they're going to eat. And once they finish eating, they got to put their mask right back on. So they wear their mask at my daughter's school, I want to say at least 95% of the time they wear their masks. So, they have people there that sanitize the hallways and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm kind of a little bit more relaxed when I went to the school and I see all that. And, I put a hand sanitizer in my daughter's bag, and I tell her, use her hand sanitizer. When she touch something, she use her hand sanitizer. And she's using it. So I'm a little bit more confident with her now that I see what's going on at the school.
Mike, what are your thoughts, you know, with your school, your kids going to school and wearing a mask and what they've been talking about?
I mean, right now, school just started here today. So, you know, I don't really have an opinion on it yet. I need to get in there and take a look at it and see exactly what they're doing. But I'm confident because of the county that I live in, heavily Democratic county, that they're going to follow CDC guidelines and, you know, actually try to protect the kids. I mean, some of the schools around here are already being threatened by Governor DeSantis. So I got to assume that they're, you know, they got the mask policy in order. And, you know, they're still trying to offer certain virtual classes remotely to certain students. So therefore, I think that's going to keep the amount of students that's actually going to school down somewhat around here. But, you know, every school district is different. But, you know, it's too early to see. I mean, we will see what's going to happen when we get that first cluster of COVID cases. That's when you really start to see, you know, what kind of planning, you know, is involved and what are they going to do to, you know, provide, you know, keep our children safe in that environment. But right now it's really a wait and see, and we'll see, you know, what happens in the upcoming weeks. I mean, this school year just started for us today, so it's fairly early. So, I mean, I won't give an opinion yet.
Well, here's a stat for Florida, because when we talked about that video earlier, right now, as of today, there was 15 districts that have returned to school, and in that 15 districts in the state of Florida, that has been at least 4,700 positive cases of COVID. And then of that, you got at least 14,208 student and staff quarantined and isolated due to that. So those are some of the stats, early stats, you know, overall in that state. And being that, you know, like I said, everybody haven't even returned to school yet. Great. You know, good.
Yeah. And most of those numbers are from Hillsborough County, central part of Florida, in Tampa. 5,000 students basically tested positive in that system. The only real news we've had around here is we did lose three teachers earlier in the week due to COVID. But as far as students are concerned, you know, our school system just started. But yeah, those numbers that you're kicking out right now is definitely, you know, in the state of Florida. It just happened to be, you know, in a different county.
And that's kind of concerning. You know, when those cases come out like that, that's a lot. And
there's a lot. Yeah, no doubt.
That's a lot. And like I said, my last thoughts is this, you know, all it takes is for you to put a mask on your face to help do your part, mm-hmm. whether or not you're getting vaccinated mm-hmm. or not. You know, if you're vaccinated, do it. Still do it. I'm definitely still doing it, and I'm vaccinated. But if you're not vaccinated, the least thing, the minimum thing you can do is not pretend like it ain't real. I know people personally, and myself included, who in the beginning, Mike, you know, we talked about this a lot, who said, I'm not getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna turn into mm-hmm. a zombie. I don't know all the studies behind that, but I came to my senses, and I got it.
I know.
And, you know, and then... Right, right. And then, you know, there's people who I know who didn't get the vaccine who got COVID and they recovered, but they went through it. And they will tell you right now, you know, the difference in their mindset about what COVID is versus what they thought it was before. It attacks you. It attacks your weakest point. It attacks you with issues you never thought you had. You know, it attack you. It's like it knows it getting it, and it knows your DNA, and it knows where your weakness is. And I ain't taking that risk. I'm not taking that risk. And I don't want nobody else to decide whether or not what risk I am. I don't want a governor saying that nobody have to wear it so that, you know, you can go out there and spread it. If you don't want to wear a mask, that is your right. Ain't nobody taking that from you. Just don't go nowhere. Stay home. You can't go to school. Mm-hmm. You can't go to the movies. You can't go out in public. Stay home. If you don't want to wear a mask, stay home in your own environment where you ain't putting nobody at risk. But if you want to go out and enjoy life, wear a mask. That's all they're asking for you.
Yep.
Cover your fucking face.
Yep.
So yep. I want to wrap this up. Mike, thank you. Marlon, thank you. Is there anything that I missed that y'all might want to talk about?
I scheduled my COVID shot.
Congratulations, bro.
Good deal.
Congratulations. All right, then. And that is Wear a Mask. And I hope you guys got something from that. I hope you liked that episode. It was very insightful conversation and talking about people, feelings, and how do you feel about what's going on in the world today. On my next episode, join us. We're going to be talking racism. I got two back-to-back episodes about racism and what's going on in American and in the black community when it comes to racism. It's a conversation that no one really want to talk about, but we will be having a conversation here on Talk About With The Run, because that's what we do. But, you know, if you guys want to support the show, go to www.talkaboutwiththerun.com. I have a little coffee cup on there in the bottom left-hand corner. You want to buy me a cup of coffee? I'd like coffee. Donate and buy me a cup of coffee. In the meantime, thank you guys for listening like you always do. And we'll talk to you guys next week.